In Pakistan, President Pervez Musharraf today promised the United States his government's full assistance in fighting against terrorism. Yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell said the U.S. was looking for and expecting Pakistan's cooperation in obtaining information about Tuesday's terrorist attacks. Pakistan has close ties with the Taliban rulers of neighboring Afghanistan, who are harboring Saudi-born militant Osama bin Laden, a key suspect in this week's attacks. From the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, NBR's Michael Sullivan reports.
The Taliban got its start in the madrasas, or religious schools, of Pakistan in the mid-1990s. By September 1996, when it seized the Afghan capital, Kabul, the Taliban effectively controlled most of Afghanistan. The opposition Northern Alliance now holds only a small patch of territory in the north. Pakistan's influence with the Taliban is undisputed. The extent of that influence is more difficult to gauge. Pakistan is one of only three countries to recognize the Taliban and the only country to maintain an embassy in Kabul. But Pakistan has been under increasing international pressure, especially from the U.S., to use its influence to persuade the Taliban to hand over Osama bin Laden for his alleged role in the 1998 bombings of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. Today, in a statement also broadcast on state-run television, Pakistan's President Musharraf offered his country's help in fighting terrorism in what he called all its forms and manifestations.
The carnage in New York and Washington has raised the struggle to a new level. I wish to assure President Bush once again and the United States government of our unstinted cooperation in the fight against terrorism.
President Musharraf did not mention either the Taliban or Osama bin Laden by name, but he didn't need to. The new U.S. ambassador to Pakistan, Wendy Chamberlain, who met with President Musharraf today, said afterwards there had been a meeting of minds and that President Musharraf had offered his full support. She did not elaborate. This evening, a spokesman for General Musharraf said that no specific demand had yet been made by the U.S. He declined to speculate on whether Pakistan would allow U.S. troops or planes on its soil, saying nothing would be decided until a specific request was made. Should Musharraf decide to go along with the U.S., and many analysts here say he has little choice, he risks angering a small but vocal group of Islamic hardliners in Pakistan who enthusiastically support the Taliban and Osama bin Laden. But he may also improve Pakistan's standing internationally, which might lead to the lifting of sanctions imposed after nuclear tests in 1998 and Musharraf's bloodless coup a year later. Taliban officials continue to insist bin Laden was not involved in Tuesday's attacks, and they say any retaliatory strikes against Afghanistan will only increase hatred for America in the region. Meanwhile, the United Nations and other aid groups today continued their evacuation of all foreign staffers from Afghanistan. Western diplomats in Kabul for the trial of eight foreign aid workers detained by the Taliban for preaching Christianity also left, reluctantly, under orders from their governments. So did the relatives of the two American women being held. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.